The debate over gun control has now moved center stage since the tragic shootings in Connecticut. Virginia Senator John Warner and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, both Democrats, have reversed their previous positions and are now advocating restrictions on guns. But is Congress ready to tackle a subject that's often been considered one of the third rails of politics?
Let's go live tonight to Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. And Ken, always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Great to be with you guys.
We talked about how these two senators, Warner and Manchin, are both Democrats, but hardly the same kind of Democrat. A lot of people finding it difficult to believe that Manchin is going this way.
Yeah, that's right. He famously, in one of his campaign commercials, to show his sort of departure from the Democratic Party orthodoxy on both gun control and climate change, took a rifle and shot a hole through the climate change bill that was then pending before Congress. So he's gone to great lengths to really show that he is a supporter of gun owners' rights, as has Senator Warner. They're both highly rated by the National Rifle Association. So to see them, as well as some other prominent lawmakers, saying that they would be willing to consider gun control restrictions, new gun control restrictions, is significant, but it doesn't really answer the question as to whether there will be the political will more broadly in Congress and in the administration to really invest significant capital in this issue.
Interesting that the National Rifle Association has been silent since the shootings, but the NRA is perceived as having tremendous political power. Is that power still in place given what's happened?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's power that really transcends any particular party or demographic group, as we talked about. Two very prominent Democrats who are very highly rated by the NRA now switching positions. But there are plenty of other conservative Democrats for whom gun owners' rights are still a major issue. And that's frankly one of the sort of few remaining issues on which rural and southern Democrats can win conservative votes. Folks who have more overtly identified as liberals, like President Obama, have had things to say that are protective, been perceived as protective of gun owners' rights. If you remember, during the 2008 presidential campaign, Republicans really tried to tag President Obama as being aggressively in favor of gun control restrictions to the point of wanting to take away folks' guns, and he went to great lengths to say, no, he is not. He respects the tradition of gun ownership in America. So you see, this kind of puts politicians in a tight spot.
Ken, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. And one more item to mention here, you can read more news at politico.com.